Sit down with us for some sushi and some sake and an even better conversation tonight with Ryan Mass. It's gonna be fun and you're gonna have a great time. And listen in to the end of the show for an unknown band. And you can be the winner if you can tell me the name of the band, the name of the singer, and the name of the song. The first person to answer correctly to all parts, I will Venmo $100. The winner will be announced in the next show. Answer in the question section or go to abeerwithfriends@gmail.com. Again, that is abeerwithfriends@gmail.com and leave your answers there. Now sit back and enjoy this wild night with us. Okay, here we are. Welcome to Beer with Friends, well, man.
Hey, happy to be here.
Yeah, awesome. Okay, so everybody out there, just so you know, I got Ryan Mass on, one of my buddies. Mm-hmm. Fellow paramedic. A little bit of everything.
Yeah, a little bit of everything.
Going to school. Tell me about school. I know you've been working your ass off anyways, right?
Yeah, school is cool. I don't think I told you this yet, which is a good time because now I have an audience of at least 1,100 people to tell.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I got into PA school at the University of Nevada.
Dude, congratulations, bro. Yeah. I was actually thinking about that the other day. I was so hoping you were. So that's awesome.
Yeah, so end of June, I'll be moving up to Nevada, Reno, which is my alumni.
When are you going?
I will go there probably, it could be April, could be May.
Okay. So actually pretty soon.
Yeah, it's coming up.
Wow.
I'll have to do the whole shebang of finding someone to take over the lease that currently Grace, my girlfriend, and I have. So we can go ahead and move to Nevada without any, payments.
Dude, that's so cool. Man, congratulations.
Yeah.
Wow, first one to hear it. Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, besides family and stuff. But yeah, that's so cool, man.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Good for you.
Man. It's definitely a journey. Yeah.
You've been on this journey for a while.
Yeah, been on this journey ever since.
Worth it, though.
Yeah, I graduated from the University of Nevada, went to back to the Bay Area, which is where I'm from, became an EMT, then became a paramedic, which something we're going to have to talk about.
Oh, God, yeah. That's all over.
Because that is the best thing out there.
Yeah, it is. It is all over. That was one of my favorite jobs in the world.
Absolutely.
Can you get my baby thing? You know what I'm talking about.
Sorry, I'm having to yell at Maddie real quick.
It's okay.
But anyways, no, that's definitely going to be one of the biggest parts of this conversation, I think, is...
Oh, yeah.
That's what we hit on, that and God.
I don't think we hit on God.
No, but we hit on death, and I loved your I loved your whole thing about what you thought. To me, it was extremely peaceful.
Yeah.
I love that. We'll get to that later.
Absolutely.
I don't know. We'll be talking about a lot of shit. I actually, that's one of the things I do is I take notes of what I want to talk about.
You're using the Carbon Health notebook, which I am proud of.
Yeah,
you.
Yeah, I am so much. Nice. Thank you, my dear.
I love the colors they come in.
Yeah, I got that one, and then my other one's over here, yellow, and then my purple one's in there.
This is literally the same notebook that I used to write down all the notes for schools I was hoping to get an interview with.
Mm-hmm.
I only got an interview out of 5 schools and still strangely waiting to hear back from one. But out of 5
Which
schools,
one's that?
Samuel Merritt in Oakland. I already know say no just because of finances mainly.
Well, you already got into University of Nevada.
Got into Nevada.
And that's a lot better place than I wouldn't want to be in Oakland.
Well, it's one of those things where...
No offense to Oakland people.
I'm an Oakland person if anyone's listening, by the way. But I have to agree in regards to the finances, the traffic... The fact I probably wouldn't even be able to have a good student life.
Yeah, no, you wouldn't.
Being in Oakland.
So expensive.
Yeah, it's expensive.
I mean.
They don't have close to campus living.
So you'd have to drive
commute.
A lot. Yeah. And who wants to commute in that?
Yeah, Bay Area commute, which is crazy for people.
You
want to
go 2 miles, it's
going to
take you an hour and a half. Yeah,
yeah.
It's almost like L.A.
I think
it might be worse than L.A. now.
No, L.A. I will always say is on time.
We're
always feels top, and I will say it is a hell of a feeling.
For my fellow Los Angelinians out there,
yeah, I drove from the Bay Area to San Diego.
Oh God!
Which was
and
the first time I ever had to drive.
You?
Yeah, which was the
That's,
first time
yeah,
I ever had to drive through
L.A.
L.A.
It was horrible, huh?
seeing the cloud of smog almost makes it seem like you're entering a bad place. Not for the fact that it's pollution, but it hell. Looks like, yeah, it
you're
looks
literally,
like
you're a coming over. Did you come over the grapevine or did you come like over the highway 101?
Through the grapevine, I believe. Okay, yeah, is what through we the did. Grapevine, over the mountains, man. Through
Bakersfield.
No, it was insane because it was like the drive from Oakland to San Diego said it was a 13-hour drive. And I was like, well, we're almost in LA and it's only taken about five and a half hours.
It's gonna take you 3 hours just to get through fucking LA.
It is the LA traffic. Yeah, it's horrible. Is unbelievable what
it's
that
does. It's unreal. Yeah, I'm actually flying there Sunday, as a matter of fact. Yeah, to go see my family in Ventura.
Flying is a good way to do it.
Oh yeah, I would never ever drive. No, yeah, it sucks. We drove last time, but we didn't make it to LA. We just went down to Ventura and we drove the nice long way and it was craziness.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Hold on. We'll be back. All right, that was our brief little interlude there. Maddie had to come in and let me know the dog had eaten one of my earrings, my little rubber earring things.
And speaking about Maddie, that first episode,
It was bomb. It was bomb. Was
absolutely great episode.
It kind of set the standard for the show.
Yeah,
I
love the... No,
and that's what I liked about it. That's one of the reasons why I wanted her to be first.
Yeah.
She was really fighting it. And it was funny, though, because she was, like, wanting to do laundry. And I was excited because I had just gotten everything set up. I'm like, no. We're gonna try this. And she sat down, and it was, like, it was a beautiful, natural conversation. It was awesome.
No, it was.
We actually did another one about a week and a half ago or something. But that one got intense. I was like, whoa. So I got to edit that one before it goes online.
Mm.
A lot.
No, I thought it was amazing because the only other time I ever talked to her... Well, same time talking and met Maddie was when she dropped you off at work.
Yeah, and it's like brief little things. Yeah.
Just I just didn't have a good understanding, or not a good understanding. I just didn't know how cool it was to actually, how cool of a person not only Maddie is, but how both of you interact with each other, which is an absolutely amazing thing.
We've been together for over 3 years.
Yeah.
And it's been like, I don't know. We've had a fucking hell of a roller coaster, but it's been awesome. And we've been together through the whole thing. We always stick together.
That is great. And
so it's awesome. I love it. I wouldn't want to change it.
Wait, so how'd you guys meet?
We met in Olympia. I was actually working. She was working there first, but she was working at this place in Olympia at this skilled nurse, well, assisted living place. Mm-hmm. And I was just looking for a quick job and I didn't have my nursing license yet.
Yeah.
I had it, but I didn't have it in the state of Washington. So I went and I had to get a job. So I got a job as a med aid at this place. And she's like, oh, when your nursing license becomes active in Washington, you'll be a nurse. And I was like, all right, that's cool. So I'm pushing meds and here's Maddie sitting at the desk and I'm like, how you doing? So I would go in the med room and between the door, you could see her just sitting there and I'd just be staring at her. And then I didn't know she was doing the same thing to me. She'd be like looking at me and then like purposefully bending over. And so I was like, what the fuck? And this happened for like, I don't know, probably about 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally we were sitting there bullshitting one day. And I was like, I said something like, I wish I would have had your number because I could have used you the other day, you know, to come in and help. And she's like, oh, and she like wrote her number down and slid it to me. I was like, oh, okay.
Huh.
So I got a little liquid courage.
That was a good move.
Yeah, that was a good move. I know. I didn't even realize I was doing it. It was one of those, I want your number, but I'm not going to look like I'm trying to get it. But she gave it. And then like a couple nights later, I called her and I was like, hey, what are you doing? You want to come over? And I had been drinking a little bit. So I had some liquid courage. She's like, yeah, I'll come over and hang out. And she came over and hang out, and she didn't leave. She's been with me ever since. Can't get rid of her. It's like a bad mole.
But that is awesome, man. Yeah. Especially to be like in person meeting someone where it's just kind of you just don't even know or expect where things are going.
Yeah, exactly. You just kind of go with it.
It's pretty awesome. So, and with that, it's almost a transition, and I want to tell you how I met Grace, which...
Yeah. Actually, I think you've told me this before.
Yeah.
You have a little bit, but we were... I think I actually told you. I think I was like... It was when I was thinking about this podcast, and I was like, no. Wait for the podcast. Remember? I think something like that.
Yeah, no. It's the kind of story where it was like, you don't... It just goes to show you don't really know what life has to bring you until it actually happens and you get to look back and you're like, holy crap,
that actually happened. That is awesome.
Yeah. So I'll tell you this, like, growing up, going through high school, going through college, like I was kind of the person who didn't like to be like tied down to really anything. And there was a point where I was back at home in the Bay Area, which is where I met Grace, which is where my family's from, which is where she's from. I met her through Tinder. And Tinder,
you listen to Justin's, right?
I did listen to Justin's. I did listen to Justin's. It made me think of my scenario.
But so that's cool because it gives Justin some hope. I mean, good for him.
No, I'll tell you this. Like, I'm a big fan. I'm a big proponent of wanting to meet. Just whether it's like, just meeting someone in person. Like, which is funny because that's how Justin would like it to happen. From what I got from the episode. But I was like, you know what? I'm not really meeting people. And this is pre-COVID. So this is like three and a half years ago.
Oh, so you guys have been dating around the same time we have.
Well, I'll tell you about that because we haven't. But
oh, I remember this. Yeah.
Yeah. So I decided, you know what? I'm not really meeting many people. I'm not really having I'm not really a fan of who I'm meeting, like at a bar or even in like a grocery store.
Yeah.
Like, and I was like, let me download this app people talk about. And from here on Tinder, let me Tinder this thing up because like
let me work it, let me make it good.
Let me just have the experience of a lifetime. Swiped. Most people were like, no, it's okay. We don't need to go on a date. Whatever.
They just wanted to do whatever.
Or some people just swipe just to, you know, get a like and just to feel good, you know? Like, okay, which I completely understand.
Yourself confidence.
Yeah, some people may swipe on someone and may not want to meet up with them, which is totally understandable. Yeah, and hey, I am I'm a big proponent of that. If you think this person is off or is not a good fit for you, then don't. Yeah. Like, you have the absolute right and reason not to do so. But Grace was the first person I went on a Tinder date with. Yeah. So it was a short conversation through Tinder. It was like, she reached out, she said, hey, which is the first time I got reached out by a girl.
What?
And I was like, hey, cutie. And
good pick.
Yeah.
Fucking perfect pick.
Yeah. And then I was like, do you want to go movie sometime this weekend? Cause I didn't really want to start a conversation through Tinder.
Yeah.
So she said, yeah. She also said, by the way, no sex on the first date, which I was like, oh, okay. I didn't know.
Well, damn it, Tinder.
I guess that's what Tinder, I guess it's not easy, I guess.
But it is Tinder.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Anyway.
Well, I can understand that.
Yeah.
She's a classy girl.
Yeah, well, anyway, met this girl. We went on a movie date. We had, I guess, what Tinder would deem as acceptable as like a date with each other. We had like our own kind of fun for a while. She was only back home in the Bay Area for a summer. She'd be going back up to Oregon once fall started.
Yeah.
She's a junior in college. I'm about a year out of college.
Oh, okay.
To give you a perspective of this.
Yeah. So,
about a month and a half worth we have of just having fun.
Just chilling.
And I was like, cool.
Yeah.
This person's fine. Like, yeah,
fun. That's always awesome to meet somebody like that though.
3 weeks in, I was like, holy crap, I'm starting to like this girl.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I'm starting to like this girl. And I was like, whatever. It's not going to continue. Well, it continued. Got more into her. And it turns out she got more into me.
Hey, that's always a perfect recipe right there, though.
Yeah. But what's funny about this perfect recipe, by the end of summer, I was like, you know what? I think you're worth it. She was like, I think you're worth it, too. So we were boyfriend and girlfriend.
Yeah.
Okay, a successful 1 week of long distance we did.
That was it. You're like, well,
and we
fuck
were
this.
Like, never mind. This is something we should have talked about
this first. Was she living up here already, or
she was living up here in Oregon? She was going to Pacific University.
Okay, yeah. I know Pacific.
So she still had 2 more years of college. I just became an EMT, and I was going
to
be
a little closer to your mouth.
Yeah, I just became an EMT, and then I was about to go into paramedic school. And she left, and I was like, well, I guess I'm just gonna go back into the field, not medical field of tinder.
the tinder waves of love.
2 years and 2 years.
I should literally be getting sponsored by Tinder. I talk about them much.
I think Bumble would be a great
Bumble
for you.
I don't
too.
Know Tinder to be sponsored by. This is the second person who I've talked about Tinder with, though. Yeah, so might need to reach out and say, hey, Tinder, what's up?
Yeah.
Give me some money.
So I'll give you the short end of what happened now. So or long end.
Yeah,
whatever.
Well, I wanted to hear. So she was moving up here, or she lived up here.
She lived up here.
So when you guys met, was she living down there at the time?
Yeah,
and then
so
you guys
were
dating for a little bit.
Yeah, she was visiting.
But
not
she
visiting.
Oh, there you go.
She was living with her parents.
But she was going
for the summer.
She was going to up here.
Yeah, Pacific University. To
Pacific, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so 2 years went by. In that time frame, I became a paramedic. I moved down to Fresno, California.
Ah, Fresno.
And let me, yeah. And let me tell you,
Fresno. Yeah, no, I know Fresno very well.
Yeah, even they say they're the armpit of California, which is
Bakersfield. I mean, yeah. Jesus,
it is so hot. It's desolate unreal. Area in some places. You're, while also were you there? A large
did,
community of people.
Did you? Oh God, yeah. Did you ever? Did you? Okay, so because of Fresno, you lived there for over a year, right?
Yeah, I lived there for 20 months.
Okay, did you ever work night shifts, early morning shift?
Yeah, I did.
You remember the Tulare fog?
Yes.
Holy shit. Oh, I used to have to drive from Bakersfield to Visalia every day, five days a week. And I had to be in Visalia 2 days or 3 days a week. I had to be there at 5:30 in the morning. The other two, I had to be there at 7 in the morning. Mm. So it's an hour and a half drive. And I always got caught in that damn Tulare fog.
Dude,
I'd have to just follow the 18-wheelers. Follow their lights. I'd be like, God, I don't know where I'm at. I'd have to look at the mile markers. Okay, I know this many miles. Mm-hmm. Hopefully this is an exit and I'm not going into a field. But anyways, all right. So you were living in Fresno.
Yeah, so I was living in Fresno. I was working as a paramedic. Absolutely love my time as a paramedic. Oh, God. We're going to get into that.
Yeah, we're going to get into that.
Absolutely love being a paramedic.
It's the best.
But being down there and... before coming to Fresno, I was like, I'm still thinking of this girl. Like, I'm still thinking of this girl. And
you got bit by Cupid shot you with his arrow. Hey, you know, it's cool, though. It's cool.
Yeah. And so here's
it's I find that with that kind of thing, mm-hmm. like what you had with Grace, I find that is so rare. It's mm-hmm. so rare. Like, I know I got it with Maddie because... I mean, shit, I can't get rid of her. And I haven't tried. I'm just cutting. No, I love her to death and I'd do anything for her. And I know she loves me because she won't leave me alone.
Yeah.
No, but it's awesome. It's that good kind of, you're fucking annoying the shit out of me. But if you didn't, I wouldn't think you loved me. So keep doing it. But God damn it, why does it annoy me? You know what I mean?
Yeah, so exactly.
It's, yeah. But I found that kind of relationship mm-hmm. is so, so incredibly hard to find. And I'm glad I found it.
Really
and
is.
It's so cool to hear your story that you found it like that too.
Yeah. No, and here's the craziest thing about it too. Because you don't know, again, where life's going to take you. But I remember just nearly every day, ever since me and this girl who've known each other for a month and a half.
you guys were still talking, though, right?
No, we weren't. Communication was cut off.
Wow.
And I was like, you know what? I'm going to reach out to her one day. I just don't know how. Well, I'm 25 years old.
Yeah, yeah.
And this is the month of July. So I'm 27 now. So this is about roughly two years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I found out my dad was not my biological dad.
Oh, dude.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to have to get into that.
Well, yeah. Well, and now I'm going to tell you.
Did you not know ever?
No, I had no idea.
So your whole life,
yeah,
you didn't know. But how's this? Did he know?
So my mom and dad did know. Okay. And the story that happened was my dad, he already has biological kids who are much older than my sister and I. Okay. I'm a twin, by the way.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah. I've never known that.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Shit.
I know I'm jumping all over the place.
No, it's
cool.
But my
sister
cool.
actually mm-hmm. has a podcast called Wine With Us.
Holy shit. Mine's a beer with friends. Yeah, what the hell?
So like,
okay. So where does she live? Where does she live?
She's in the Bay Area.
Okay. She's going to have to at least give me a call. We're going to have to hook this up.
I think that would be awesome.
Yeah. Maybe
collaboration.
Yeah, I'll give a shout out to her show. She can give a shout out to mine. We can do a little collab.
Yeah.
That'd be cool as shit. But anyway, that I can't believe it even has a wine in it. No. That's funny.
Yeah, it's funny. It's hilarious.
It's too close there. Too close. But
so my mom and my dad decided once they got married, my dad already had a vasectomy about 10 years prior to meeting my mom.
Oh wow.
He's up there in age. They're 20-year age gap, right?
Yeah.
Up there in age. So he went to the doctor. Doctor said we can reverse the vasectomy, but
we don't know.
There's a low probability you'd actually be able to give off viable sperm.
Yeah, because it's because you've been
out of commission
for so long. So to be put right back into commission is one of those.
Yeah.
Well, where do we go from here?
Yeah. So what my mom and dad did was they went to a sperm bank, saw a photo of a guy who would fit a similar profile to what my dad, non-biological dad, would fit. And
that's really interesting.
We were baster babies at the end of the day.
Well, That's really, I mean, that's cool as shit.
Yeah.
It's so interesting.
No, it's a crazy story.
That's a crazy ass story.
No, and the crazy story about it is my sister was coming home from work. She lived with my dad at the time. And she came home and she opened the door and she heard my dad say these words. He said, well, biologically, they're not my kids, but psychologically they are. And she
that's
was
a psychological
like,
what the fuck?
Hear that come first words
you're like,
coming
wait
into a
the,
house.
Wait the fuck a minute.
She was like, that's exactly what happened. She was like, what?
Yeah, I would
like
be,
being in the entrance
yeah,
of the door.
I would be like, wait just a second here, big guy.
So here's the thing. My dad talks in his sleep.
Oh,
so
God.
She was like, okay, well, he might be asleep. I'm just gonna go to where he is.
And, say,
and you know it's funny? She walked in. Nope, he's smack dab on the phone, now looking at her, and first words he says is, how's it going? And she's like, I don't know.
What's up?
And he was like, do you need anything?
Did you just hear that?
Yeah.
Were they not going to tell? Were they not going to tell?
So they did not know when they were going to say it. My dad eventually sat her down and said, hey, I need to tell you something.
I'd be like, yeah. Well, bitch, I just fucking heard you, dude. Of course you got to tell me something. What's up, bro?
Yeah. So he sat down. I think
because of my family dynamics, mm-hmm. not the one who I call my mom, she would never do this, but my real mom is like, the first thing I would think is, oh, she cheated.
Yeah, well, that's what I was worried about. And it brought me back because you asked me, did I have any idea before?
Yeah.
And I remember being a kid and you learn about Punnett squares when you're in middle school or high school, whatever it was. It was middle school because I was pretty young.
I think it was middle school.
Yeah. And I remember it was like, I'm blood type O. Mm,
so
and,
am I.
Yeah. And yeah. My mom's blood type O, but my dad, who's not my biological dad, is mm-hmm. type AB.
Oh, so you couldn't have been O.
And I'm like, wait a minute.
That doesn't
like,
work.
As a sixth grader, I'm like, that doesn't make any sense. I was like, Dad, I don't think you know your blood type. And he was like, I know my blood type. It's type AB.
So you kind of knew, but without knowing right then.
Yeah.
You
and
knew
I was
something
like,
was off, but you didn't have, it was, you were too young to put it together.
Yeah. And I was like, well, that can't be true. So he doesn't
you're lying.
Know his blood
you
type.
Don't know. I'm smarter than my dad. Damn it.
Yeah.
Sixth grade. I'm smarter than my dad. Yeah, no.
Yeah. So, basically to get back on track with the story about Grace. So I learned,
wait a minute. We got way off.
Yeah.
Okay.
I learned that news and I was like, the first person I want to talk to is Grace.
Yeah.
Like who I hadn't talked to in 2 years.
Wow.
And also she doesn't have a similar situation and that's her story to tell for sure. But this situation made me think of her like any other situation that was going on in my life the past 2 years.
Yeah.
So I reached out to her, told her like, hey, crazy. My dad's not my dad. And she was like, wow, that is crazy. Like, hope everything's well. Hope you're doing okay. And I'm like, yeah, I mean, it's not too big of news. Also, I think about you almost every day.
I had to throw that in there. You know,
yeah.
Got to just let you
know. And
I'm still thinking about you.
And this is what's funny. We don't have each other's phone numbers. We were friends on Facebook still at the time.
Okay. So is that how you got a hold of her?
Yeah. That's how I got a hold of her. And I send that through a Facebook messenger. Like, hey, I'm thinking about you all the time. Like, and I'm not, now my hands are shaking. I'm in a dark room in my place in Fresno.
I just
I was like,
oh my God,
this is something I've been thinking about
unsend?
For 2 years. So,
you just pulled the trigger, man.
Yeah. So, and luck turned out she had been feeling the exact same way.
That is so cool.
So we started what was a long distance relationship successfully
longer than a week.
We did it up to, I think, 6 months until I decided I'm moving out to Portland to be closer to her.
Yeah.
Where she moved to Portland after Forest Grove.
From Pacific U.
Yeah. So now we're out here.
Yeah.
We'll be moving
hooking
to
it
Nevada
up
together and
that's
going
from awesome.
There.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Tindering it up in Portland together.
Yeah.
So
shit, man.
Just
look
with
at that.
Each other, though.
Go Tinder. Man, you can't get wrong with Tinder nowadays,
yeah.
I guess.
You know,
I mean, I did. I gave it a lot of shit with Justin. You know,
yeah.
I did. I gave it a lot of shit.
Yeah.
But hearing your guys' story actually kind of makes me think, because every time I've ever thought about somebody on Tinder, it's I literally associate it like it's the whore app, you know? But
and I agree. Uh-huh, I mean,
but,
like, I mean, to. to think of it that way. Like, yeah.
Yeah, I had it's that easy. Too. And that's what I thought it was. But then to think like you and Grace doing that, it kind of makes me rethink what Tinder actually is. I don't know. I've never been on it.
It's the future.
Yeah, it's the future. But I think of like, I think when you think of a dating app versus like, excuse my language, but well, don't excuse, a fucking app versus a dating app.
Yeah.
I think if I wasn't with Maddie, I'd be on Tinder just for the fucking. Yeah. If I wanted a relationship, I'd go to something like Plenty of Fish or Match or something.
Yeah.
But now I've heard two stories about Tinder. One of them is awesome. Mm-hmm. The other one is, of course, Justin is on there looking for somebody to actually have a relationship, not just a hookup. Yeah. And it's like, maybe I don't know Tinder like I think I should, or I, you know.
Well, I told Grace a ton of times. I'm like, we're making Tinder look like eHarmony.
Yeah, I know. Like, you guys, this is not, awesome. You guys should send one of those. Yeah, you guys should send one of those things in.
Those good stories. We met on Tinder. Yeah, where Tinder makes commercials for other types of dating now.
Don't just fuck. Get a life partner.
Yeah.
Yeah, you made Tinder look amazing. That's awesome.
No, it's a story I'm proud of sharing, and
I'm really happy and proud to have her in my life. I mean, yeah, shit, you couldn't get better. You guys are like a perfect couple there. Yeah. It's awesome. I mean, I've heard just the way you talk about her and stuff and the way you go on about her. And since I've known you, she's like the reason why you moved to Portland. It seems like you've been focused on your goals, like for PA and mm-hmm. paramedic and stuff like that. And that's not stopping you. It's really cool. It's like, she's back there, like helping push you and stuff. It's like, oh, we're going to do this. And you're like, let's move to Nevada. And she's like, let's fucking do it. Yeah. So, I mean, I'm looking at that stuff. I'm like, yeah, Tinder's got some cojones right there. Yeah. Tinder's got some stuff.
No.
What do you call that? You got grit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, get this. Like, I love Portland. I love the Pacific Northwest. Oh, so do
I. I don't think I'll ever move. I think I'll stay here.
I mean, I would love to come back up here after,
well, if you do,
after Nevada.
Remember, we're going to keep in touch.
Yeah.
But when you come back, you're going to have to be my PCP, my primary care provider, people, for those of you who don't know what that is. It's not PCP, the drug.
Yeah. And also a second part on it almost is like on this podcast, mm-hmm. and I hope it does land this way, but even if you're like, find that perfect person for you on here where they almost become a co-host. And now like a three part, whatever.
Oh, God, yeah.
I think that would be freaking awesome. And I would love to come back.
Yeah, I'm still trying to get Maddie to do it full time. I think it'd be great.
Yeah.
She's hesitant. She keeps saying, well, I'll just be a reoccurring guest. And I'm like,
that makes you a co-host.
Dude, you're a co-host. Yeah. She's like, no, I'll just be a reoccurring guest. Ooh. I'm like, fuck that.
That's
but
co-hosting.
I'm trying to do it. I asked Justin if he wanted to do it. He said he just wanted to do an episode or two. And I was mm-hmm. like, yeah, and his ended up being three episodes because we had a great conversation. It was really cool.
Yeah.
You know, Willow, she's going to be on the show next.
I do.
And she actually wants to be a co-host. Mm, yeah. But I don't know. We're going to have to see how the conversation goes with her and see how that goes too.
So, I'm sure Willow has a ton of stories.
Oh,
share.
I know.
So
every single time we talk, I think that's going to be one of our funnier shows
mm-hmm.
because it's Willow. Yeah. I love her to death, but she is hilarious. And when you're talking to her, she is so serious, but she gets angry and then she changes to sweet and then angry again. And it's going to be I'm going to sit back and she's going to do most of the talking. I'm going to laugh my ass off. So I'm kind of looking forward to that episode too. I was actually really looking forward to this one.
Yeah.
This was actually one of my favorite ones. I was planning this whole thing. I was like, it's going to be great.
Dude, let's do this episode justice and let's talk about what it is being a paramedic or what it's the experience has
not
been.
Not just the paramedic. Yeah. I think the life of, a mess. That's an understatement. Yeah. I think the life of a healthcare worker in general.
Yeah.
I mean, I can talk about it from a nurse's perspective and a paramedic. You can talk about it from a paramedic and now an urgent care paramedic.
One day a PA.
And one day a PA coming up.
PA.
Oh, that would... I can see you doing that. I mean, you go from paramedic. Shit.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I've been working in the medical field for a far longer than I'd like to say. I mean, literally, Jesus Christ. Oh, my God. Like, 20 years.
Woo.
Yeah. So, yeah, long time. Woo. I'm an old cat, bro. I'm an old cat.
I mean, you don't act like it, which is a great thing in itself too.
I think if you start acting old, you start being old.
Yeah,
You know what does suck though is I can no longer grow my luxurious beard because it's pretty much all white.
Oh, really?
Now, it's almost 100% yeah. white. And now my hair, it looks nice and brown until you get up and you're seeing like hundreds of little sparkles of salt now. And I'm like, what the fuck's going on?
Well, I'll tell you, I'm 27 and I have no hair. So,
well, you have no hair. You have a Band-Aid from being back there and shaving.
I did.
I saw that.
Oh,
I saw
that. I was like, did Grace say something?
No, I saw it. I was looking. I was like, oh, that motherfucker nicked himself.
Yeah, and hey, every day I feel like, even though I'm 27, they don't really tell you, even as you get older and older, you still are like that teenager looking for food each day, trying to find a spot to eat.
Oh, wait until you get to about 35, you're going to wake up and going, God, why does that hurt?
Yeah.
I don't remember that hurting.
I mean, I'm having that now. You know what one of the most grown-up things that I felt like I've done in a long time that I actually did today was?
What's that?
I actually took my clothes to the dry cleaners.
Oh, my God.
It was like, I feel like an adult all of a sudden.
Oh my God.
Where I'm not stuffing things in a washing machine hoping it's going
to
turn out right.
Well, what sucks is, see, I still try to be a kid all the time. Yeah. And what makes it really bad is that Maddie, don't tell her I said this, she encourages the fuck out of it. Mm-hmm. She doesn't try to, but she takes care of me. Like,
that is a great feeling.
She takes care of me, and I can sit on my ass and just be lazy, and she does everything. Yeah. And I'm like, I'm still a kid.
Yeah.
I mean, I still got to work. I still work. But the cool thing is I work from home on my computer.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's mind-numbing stuff sometimes because I literally am reading hundreds, if not thousands, of emails a week. I'm watching these Zoom things, and because I have to stay up to date on all new healthcare stuff that comes out. Yeah. And I try to be very vigilant about my job. Like, I clock in, I clock out, I take a lunch, and I'm very, like, because I like my job so much with Carbon Health, I don't want to mess around with it.
Yeah.
So that's about the only grown-up thing I do, because when I get up in the morning, I get up about 8 o'clock. I go, I make a cup of coffee if I'm feeling it. If not, I'm just grabbing a Coke. You know, I'm sitting on the couch. I'm still in my sleep trunks, no shirt, and I pop my computer open. It's 8:30 or 8:20 or something. I clock in and I'm going to work, but I'm not changing. I'm like, yup, I haven't showered in 3 days, baby. Yeah. You know?
Isn't it funny when you're not working, all you're doing is trying to find the next comfortable spot in your house to be at?
Yes.
Where it's like, you're either in your bed and you wake up, you're like, I got to take a dump. So I'm going to take a dump. So, I'm going to pee, but now I need to go to the couch.
Do I want to go to the couch or do I want to get back in bed?
I don't want
to
be lazy. Well, that time there's like, I don't want to go back to bed, so let me go lay on the couch.
But the bad thing is they're like, I'll get out of bed and be like, I gotta get up and be active and not be lazy, and then I get to the couch and I'm sitting there about 2 hours later, I'm like, dude, I'm still lazy.
And it's like, let me do something productive. Ooh, breakfast. I'm going to make breakfast I can go back to the couch after I eat it.
Usually with me, it's just ordering some Uber Eats. Alright, we're going to take a break real quick. We'll be back for part two in just a second.
Alright.
Hey guys, and thanks again for listening to A Beer With Friends. Tonight we had Ryan Mass on for the first part of the Ryan Mass Experience. Hope you guys liked the show. And again, if you guys have any comments, concerns, bitches, moans, groans, or complaints, well, hit us up at abeerwithfriends@gmail.com. Again, that's abeerwithfriends@gmail.com. Also, don't forget to email us your answers to tonight's question, who was the band and who was the singer? And you can also answer in the comment section below where the question's asked. Again, we hope you enjoyed the show, and remember to stay tuned for the next part coming out next time. All right, guys. And as I always say, later, bitches. Take your life, then condemn you for your strife.